The following content is provided by MIT OpenCourseWare under a Creative Commons license. Additional information about our license and MIT OpenCourseWare in general is available at ocw.mit.edu.
My name is Maria Dietria, and I teach fifth grade class at the Harvard Kent School in Boston. And my students have been working with the Star Festival, and I'd like to share some of their products with you and how we made the connection between the Star Festival story and the children's own story and how it helped us to go into other cultures as well, not just learn a little bit about the Japanese culture. And we started with, of course, the work that was on the CD-ROM, and the children first viewed each site at random, and they just got a little bit of information about each site according to what they were interested in. I basically gave them free rein at the beginning, so they worked in small groups and traveled from site to site. They traveled on the train, they went fishing, and they went to the auction. The fish auction, they traveled to a model shop and all the other sites until they were finally ready to focus on particular ones. And what I tried to do was to encourage the children not only to learn about a new culture, the Japanese culture from the Star Festival, but to also start thinking about what their own background was, what the questions were in their own families. And that led to lots and lots of activities. We began with the professor's family tree, and we learned about the maternal grandparents, the paternal grandparents, and the brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, and what each one of them did. This gave the children the opportunity to go home and to ask questions of their own families. And we basically did a timeline of themselves. And in each one, they designed and created this timeline and then shared it with the children based on a timeline, kind of a timeline and a family tree that the professor had in his story. And you can see some of the students were, some of them are very detailed, but it was for them, for some of them, was the first time that they had interviewed their parents. And from that, we continued with their own search. And had the children interview their mothers. Because at one of the sites, the professor kind of finds out a little bit more about his mother and what her experiences were, especially during the war. And here you see the children's stories that were produced from the interviews. They were able to take the camera home. And from the interview questions, then they summarized all of the answers and wrote a really nice story about their parents as well. And we had this display in the hallway, so when it was parents' night, the kids were pretty proud of what they had done. Recently, incorporating the kind of the idea that the professor has on the CD-ROM, where you can click on a notebook and you can find out more information. So what I'm doing right now is having the children use the same interview process, but download some pictures on their own and go on the internet and download some maps and even some pictures that have to do with that particular country. This happens to be China. This child's mother came from China. But also to find some websites that make a connection to whatever the child is focusing on or has in the story, so that everyone is able to visit the this child's mother's home and learn from it. So it's not just Japan and their own culture, but to visit each other's cultures. And these are kind of neat, and the kids really look forward to working on that. Also, as a matter of fact, they just finished these today. The children had to choose a different culture other than their own to research, and I haven't seen these yet, so I'm hoping they're good. You see, they worked with a student teacher, and they had to do a little bit of history, something about the economy, a little bit of politics, and places to visit, and to focus on a festival, because the Star Festival focuses on Tanabata. So I wanted them to focus on a festival of that region. This one is Ramadan in Iraq. How appropriate. So it looks like this child did a good job. But every child did that. So it's something that I wouldn't have done before, but it's kind of has given me ideas of what to do in the classroom and tie it into what I'm teaching as well. One of the sites is the, right now we're doing a poetry, and it mentions about the arts and the music of Japan, so that it inspired me to use haiku as a focus of the poetry unit. And what we did, since gift giving is so special and so unique, we printed all of our poems in this lovely book. So I was teaching them, well, it's not really origami, but some paper folding. And when you open it, you will see all of the children's poetry. And it gave them a chance to share their work, and it's based on the ancient form of Japanese poetry, which is something that I had never tried myself, but it was easy to do because they were so knowledgeable now of focusing on nature, focusing on just admiring a flower, such as flower arranging or kimono or Mount Fuji. So I was really happy with what the children did with that. Let me tell you a little bit about the classroom. When we started with the entire class, I showed the children how to bind the book by hand. My friend said this was Japanese binding, so the way that books open from left to right, backwards. We took a travel, we took out a trip to Japan, and show the children how to fill out passport information, because that's a skill that they need to do when they're older, filling out forms, and what did one actually look like to get a passport in the United States. And of course there's the picture, but I use my passport for something else. I use it so that they could record all of the books that they read about Japanese culture. It could be a folk tale, it could be a history book, it could be a biography, any type of book that was connected to Japan. And as you can see, the children were really encouraged to, and they were also enthusiastic to read all of these books. This child read lots of them. And I used the star because it was connected to Star Festival. Just a little incentive. And we did a lot of writing. Usually we write in journals, but I allow them to do this, to do their writing in this book. And I began with their ideas of Japan. And what did they know? Because I knew that they knew very little. And as we reflected each time, we learned about living on an island because Japan is made up of many, many islands. So they brought up a discussion about what kind of animals, what kind of food. And that led us into doing a little bit of research about animals, sea animals. So the children did some illustrations as well. And some of them even wrote some poetry about the animals themselves. Some really nice, nice work developed from it. And it was nice because it wasn't just, okay, let's write a story, or let's do research about an animal, let's do a poem about fish. They really had an interest now because of the couple of sites where they visit the I can't read your lips. Where they visit the market, where they have the auction. Yes, and then and what interested them was that they spoke to a fisherman, but it wasn't a fisherman, it was a woman. So they were quite amused that it was a woman that was speaking to them and telling them about how hard life was doing that kind of work. We also had, let me just show you a little bit more. The professor came to visit us, so they recorded their reflections on that day. And as they learned, they wrote a little bit about what their impressions were at the time. Here you see the study of the family tree, which you saw the family timeline before. And then we learned map skills, a little bit about celebration. They didn't know anything about Tanabata. I didn't know anything about Tanabata either, but now I think I know enough to amuse them and entertain them. We were able to compare the weather of Tokyo and some of the other cities. At the time, they were getting ready for the Olympics in Nagano. So we were able to also tie in some information about the Olympics as well. And basically other interesting activities. We did weather studies and time zone studies, which is part of the geography that we have to do. And lots of information. Interesting is the letter writing that they had to do. We did a little bit of connection between America and Japan and the picture brides and a little bit about Hiroshima. And each one of the boys was one of the gentlemen who lived in Hawaii at the time, and he was looking for a bride and wrote a letter to a Japanese woman. And the results were really, really good. So these are just a few things that we've accomplished, but there are lots and lots of ideas and lots of branching out that any teacher could do, and you'll have fun doing it.